Nolte, Donald Trump closes in on Joe Biden in Minnesota. By John Nolte on March 7, 2024. Polling out of Minnesota shows that former President Donald Trump is closing in on his fraudulent endorsee Joe Biden. Yes, America, Minnesota, the only state Walter Mondale won in 1984, a state won by only a single Republican in 68 years, is now a swing state. A KSTP-TV/Survey USA poll shows Biden up only 4 points over the Donald, 42-38%. That leaves 11% undecided and 9% choosing a different candidate. We've got a competitive race here, Stephen Shire, a political analyst at Carleton College, told the pollster. Biden is at 42%, against Trump. But his job approval is also at 42%. The question is that the ceiling for Joe Biden? If it is, then that's good news for Donald Trump. A lot of independents don't want to vote for either of these people, which means there's a lot of voters up in the air. And this election could go either way, Shire added. You have two people who have occupied the White House for multiple years. Yet you have 1 in 10 Minnesota voters who are undecided. He concluded that a lot of people are not enthusiastic about this choice. In the deep blue Twin Cities, Biden leads Trump by 18 points. 48-30%, but he still doesn't top 50% in what should be a stronghold. The pollster found that Trump leads Hunter's dad everywhere else. Trump leads 45%-37% in southern Minnesota, 57%-26% in western Minnesota and 51%-33% in northeastern Minnesota. Creepy. Joe Biden dismisses Democrats' poll number concerns, I'm winning. The pollster surveyed 1,603 likely voters between February 23 to 28 with a 3% margin of error. Of note is that this poll is not an outlier. Currently, in the Real Clear Politics average poll of Minnesota polls, Biden only leads by 3 points, 42.3-39.3%. In 2020, Biden beat Trump in Minnesota by 7.2 points, 52.6-45.4%. But in 2016, Trump came within 1.5 points of Hillary Clinton, 46.4-44.9%. Biden's ceiling is a real question in Minnesota, especially after this week's Super Tuesday results that saw uncommitted win 19% of the vote in the state's Democrat primary. Even the far-left Daily Beast is freaked over this. Why Minnesota's uncommitted vote is a real threat to Biden's re-election, headlined the article from J. Patrick Kulikin. Despite no money and a bare-bones, last-minute organization, the uncommitted line pulled nearly 19%. As progressive voters sought to send a message to Biden that he needs to change his policy toward Israel and its ongoing war in Gaza if he's to earn their vote, wrote Kulikin. This humiliation came just days after more than 100,000 voted uncommitted in the Michigan Democrat primary. Uncommitted won 2 delegates with 13.2% of the vote. If nothing else, we are seeing one sure thing in the polling. Tired, old, mean, frail, failing Joe Biden will be forced to defend an electoral map Trump has already widened. A year ago, the idea of Biden defending Minnesota was unthinkable. The same goes for Nevada, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.